Blog Talk Radio.
Out there. This is Tim Wolf here, and you're listening to TWLF The Wolf, The Wolf's Den. And I got everything backwards there again, too. But then again, it is October, and also I'm not really feeling very well. I kind of still got the flu a little bit, so I promise I won't breathe on you too much. Tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, Season 6, Episode, let me see. I believe it's Episode 21. Don't quote me on that, but called Buckball Season. And when I heard the title to it, my first immediate reaction was Buckball. Now, this has got to be some sort of soccer/football type of deal. So I figured that, you know, maybe this is before I even seen any of the previews or anything else like that there. I thought maybe Ponyville got themselves a hoofball team going or something like that. And, but anyway, the story opens up with Applejack and her apple farm knocking off some apples and kicking them at a target. And Rainbow Dash happens to come by and asks for what's going on. Well, she turns around and tells Rainbow Dash that her cousin Brayburn basically said that Appaloosa could, you know, beat Ponyville at Buckball. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, maybe it might be sort of like basketball. And, you know, Rainbow Dash is getting all excited and stuff like that there. And she happens around and says, well, what's Buckball? You know, and so anyway, Applejack tells her what Buckball is. Then, so anyway, they figured they were going to form a team and excuse me, and prove, you know, Brayburn wrong. But now Brayburn decided to integrate, you know, unicorns in on us, because basically it was just a Pegasus / Earth Pony type of deal. But Brayburn decided, well, we're going to integrate unicorns into this. And basically the unicorns were supposed to be pretty much the basket holders. And so anyway, now Applejack and Rainbow Dash need practice. Plus, they need a unicorn for a basket holder. So in order for them to practice, plus try to find a unicorn who will be their third, they enlist the help of Pinkie Pie and Fluttershy. Now, Pinkie Pie and Fluttershy are supposed to be, well, not really against them. They're supposed to help them practice, basically. But Pinkie Pie was on Rainbow's team, and Fluttershy was on Applejack's team. Now, the Pegasus, now, from what I see, is the Pegasus' job is to be the goalie, basically. Now we're talking more hockey, or maybe even soccer. They are to prevent the Earth Pony from kicking the ball into the basket. You know, and it, by this time it's starting to get a little confusing for me. But and I begin to wonder, wait a minute, this is more like maybe soccer and basketball combined, because you have a face-off like you do in basketball and hockey. This is where the hockey comes in. But this is the only part of it. But other than that, in order for the opponent to score, they have to kick the ball into the basket, which you know, takes out hockey altogether. So it's like basketball and soccer in a mix, from what I can tell of it. Well, anyway, Applejack sits there and says, "Don't worry about not, you know, just try your best, and you know." And but Pinkie Pie gets a hold of it, you know, almost automatically, and she's kicking it at Fluttershy. The first kick, she kicks towards Fluttershy. Fluttershy, you know, of course, Fluttershy being Fluttershy, she like ducks, you know. And all at the same time, they're trying to find out what unicorn can be a good basket holder. But eventually, Fluttershy gets her wits about herself and begins to have fun with it, and so does Pinky. And Pinky and Fluttershy did such a good job that basically they, you know, became a team of their own just about. So anyway, and they still haven't found a unicorn who can become a basket holder. So anyway, in the meantime, while they went through all these unicorns, and none of them seemed to work because they were all either afraid of the ball or they couldn't get the basket going right. So anyway, after going through their whole list of, you know, unicorns that actually came out to apply for the position, they sat there and they go, you know, Rainbow Dash and Applejack were sitting there talking about how well Pinkie Pie and Fluttershy did. You know, because actually, excuse me, like I said, I do have a cold, sorry. But anyway, Pinkie Pie did, you know, such good, you know, kicking at the goal. And Fluttershy did such a good job with her tail spins, as I would call it, because she didn't use any of her hooves or she didn't use any of her body. Basically, it was just her grabbing the ball with her tail. But they still needed a unicorn to round out the team. Well, anyway, while they were sitting around resting and Pinkie Pie and Fluttershy were just playing around with some of the balls, Pinkie Pie kind of like knocked some of the balls out in the way. And along comes a character this character is rarely seen, even without his compadre. And I'm talking about Snails. you hardly ever see them without snips, or they have a just a 2-bit part, maybe about 2 seconds in each one of the programs. But he's coming along carrying some water. Pinkie Pie yells out, "Snail, watch out!" And he kind of like, "Hmm?" And he looks up, and he sees the balls coming, and he, lifts the water buckets off his shoulders, spins them around, catching all three balls. And Applejack sits there and looks and says, "Amazing!" And she comes up to him, and she goes, "Would you like to, try out in a way?" And he goes, "Yeah, I got nothing else better to do." And so anyway, he goes, "What do you want me to do?" And basically, Applejack says, "Here, catch." And she kicks three more balls straight at him, and it's like he just picks up the basket and just, catch, 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 and that's it. And so anyway, they said, "Well, we found our unicorn, and we also found our two other players." Now, which is this? Now, this is what gets me. I can see Applejack, turning around and giving her spot up on the team for to somebody else that's better than her. But for Rainbow Dash to turn around and do it as well, that is something. I mean, this is something I haven't seen Rainbow Dash do in a long time. I mean, even at all, because considering I'm not a very big Rainbow Dash fan. I mean, I'm not into people or ponies that are so into themselves that, so like I said, she's my least favorite pony, and I can put it this way, Rarity is just above her. But anyway, enough said on that subject. And so anyway, the girls were just so good that they were automatically put on the team. And so anyway, they go, "Well, in order to get you guys even better, we need to practice." And this is where I think things start going wrong. They start putting the girls through their practice. And of course, Snails, he doesn't have much to practice on, just throwing the balls up and catching them in a basket. But Rainbow Dash was, drilling Fluttershy, and Applejack was drilling Pinkie Pie to a point where it wasn't fun for them. And they started just messing things up. And they figured, "Well, it's enough practice. I think we pushed you a little too hard today. We got to, but we know you do good because all Ponyville is counting on you." So anyway, at this point in time, they're heading off into the train station. And at this point in time, I am going to take a break for station identification. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Wolf's Den on TWOLF, The Wolf, in the Everfree Forest.
And we're back, and of course, as you know, you are listening to TWOL's The Wolf here on Blog Talk Radio and The Wolf's Den, and I'm your host, Timberwolf. Anyway, getting back to the show at hand, it comes time for them to go and play Appaloosa in Appaloosa. Well, of course, Pinkie Pie and Fluttershy figured, well, nobody's actually ever heard of Buck Ball, which is true. I mean, the only time they heard of Buck Ball is when Applejack brought it up. But all of Ponyville turned out for them to leave, cheering them on and what have you. And of course, the game no longer became fun for them. And they started, having second thoughts. So the long train ride back, to their destination, Fluttershy and Pinkie Pie confront Applejack and Rainbow Dash, saying, "We don't feel like playing. We can't play. There's too much pressure on us." And so they take off and they run and go hide. So anyway, they kind of, after that, you know, Applejack and Rainbow Dash figured it out. It's like, oh, the only reason why they were good is because it wasn't a lot of pressure on them. They were playing to have fun. This is what made them so good. It wasn't about the pressure, it was about the fun. So anyway, I guess they get off the train in Appaloosa or somewhere close by Appaloosa. They turn around and they found Pinkie Pie and Fluttershy, and they turn around and told them that, well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take your place at the Buckball Tournament. You don't have to play. And, of course, Nails drew all this, you know. He doesn't have a care in the world because he says, I don't think about anything ever. You know, it's like, to him, it's just mind over matter. You know, he don't mind because nothing matters. You know, he's just out there. He's gone, you know. He made a good character in this episode. But anyway, they got off the train. They turned around and said, okay, since we're going to take your place, we need to practice. So we'll play a game or two with you guys against us instead of, you know, having the opposite teams. They turn around and they play, and of course, AJ and Rainbow Dash kind of sort of, I guess they might have won the first one, but the next time around they go, just turn around and have fun, you know, let us do all the work. So of course, when they started having fun, they started getting good again. And that's when, you know, it all clicked. So they said, will you please still play for us, but don't play as if you're playing for a competition. Play to have fun. Winning doesn't mean anything. Just go out there, do your best, and have fun. So Pinkie Pie and Fluttershy readily agree to go ahead and go up against Brayburn and his team. So anyway, it cuts right into where the competition is going on. And it comes into like a 5-5 tie. And then all of a sudden, you know, Pinkie Pie is just having fun, and so is, you know, Fluttershy, and Brayburn kicks the ball towards Fluttershy to make the basket, but Fluttershy catches it with her tail and does a crazy, you know, spinning tail type of deal. It's like when she catches it, her whole body spins around and fires it back down towards Pinky, who fires it in for a goal, winning the game. And that comes close. That's about more or less the end of, you know, the story. But now I want to talk to basically about what I thought was really great about the show, which I thought was a really good show. Number one, it brings four of the main six together, just having fun. Two, it's return back to sporting events, especially because usually you see when there's like a sporting event, it's usually, especially when one of the main six are involved, it's usually an Applejack versus Rainbow Dash type of deal. But here, both of them are on the same team, and they're, you know, but then again, now they're not. And they're putting Fluttershy and Pinkie Pie as a team. Kind of an odd team, but effective. And considering their personalities, they both do like to have fun, where Rainbow Dash and Applejack are not the fun competitors. They're more of the, you know, aggressive competitors. And it's kind of fun to see that people don't have to be aggressive in a game to be winners. They can turn around and, you know, just have fun. There are people out there that can have fun, you know, and still win a game, which I think was kind of really great about this show. Another thing is bringing Snails in as a unicorn goalie type deal. And his nothing seems to matter to me, it doesn't really matter to me type attitude. It's more like, okay, my brain's going to go off and do something else. I don't really care, you know. You know, it's just do. I don't think of anything ever, you know, which I thought was pretty cool. And another thing I found amazing was during the Buckball tournament itself. I don't know whether that was bulk biceps and drag, or it must have been his mother for the Appaloosa team, being the you know, the goaltender there. But I mean, it looked like bulk biceps dyed a different color in drag. I swear to God, it was funny. Might have been an aunt or cousin or something of bulk biceps, but it, she looked. I mean, it. Oh, you got. I mean, I'm without words. It was funny. But anyway, what do I give this episode here? Now, considering it was, it seems such a, like a quick episode. I mean, to me, it did. I mean, the pacing was kind of quick. There really wasn't no music into it, but the moral there was a very good moral, that you shouldn't pressure people, you know, make people practice, especially when they're already good at the game that they love because they're having fun at it. But anyhow, it was a good moral. Pinkie Pie and Fluttershy were just great in this episode. So was Rarity, or not Rarity, but Applejack and Rainbow Dash. And Snails was pretty good in it, too. I think I give this one an 8.5, I would say. I don't want to give anything too high because I'm trying not to get too many up there in a tied situation to where I can't decide. But who knows? I might make a YouTube vid of my season's top picks from 1 to 26 in each episode. So I'm thinking about doing that as well. But I definitely need the time. But like I said, right now I don't know whether I'm catching a flu or I'm getting over it. It's hard to tell. But I have some remnants of it. And sometimes I can shake it and sometimes I can't. There are times I'm feeling pretty good. And like early in the morning, I'll wake up and it's like I'm congested. Since I had today off, I've tried to catch up on some sleep, and that's what basically I've done so far. I've caught up on some sleep. Maybe that might be what's wrong with me. Hopefully I will also have another episode coming up on Monday. I do have a 3-day weekend. Thank you, Celestia. I mean, I work too hard. I mean, seriously. I mean, I've got papers I do in the morning, and at night from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 10 at night, I've got a full-time job, and I've been working at that at 6 days a week so far, and I've just been burnt out. I'm kind of tired. I'm sick. But so if this episode seems to kind of gone a little fast for you or kind of bouncing around, I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm just getting, it's either I'm too tired or I'm just catching or getting a cold, but I've been coughing up big balls of phlegm and stuff like that there and having runny noses, sneezes. I just haven't had the aches. I've had the chills, but no aches and pains yet, thank Celestia. But anyway, I'm drinking hot tea now with lemon in it, just to keep my throat from drying out and cracking. And for those of you who do not know, I am now a hired voiceover actor. Nothing in a major animation. I am doing the voice of Cool Freud. You can catch that on YouTube. Just look under their Cool Freud, F-R-O-Y-D. It goes under Tet. I get paid for doing voiceovers now. I'm also on Fiverr.com, which is a place where, for those of you who would like to hire a voiceover actor for like $5 a show, or myself, I'm doing it for $5 per one. I'm doing it for $5 per 100 words. And so far, it's not too bad. I haven't gotten any offers yet. Tet says he has about 6 more episodes for me to do. So yeah, I'm more in the pro-am voiceover actor, which makes me feel pretty good, because now I'm getting paid for doing something I love to do, and that's entertaining people. Of course, I don't have anybody who has turned around and subscribed to my Patreon yet, so I will probably download this episode and put my Patreon at the end of it. If you enjoy my shows or enjoy any type of the animation I do, please support us on Patreon, and I'll have that on at the end of this show and all my other shows that I put up on. This one will go up on Daily Motions. I don't put it up on YouTube because I don't know about content, since YouTube is being such pricks. So I just turn around and say, well, I'll try to keep the content on my YouTube page more of my original shows. This, you could say, this is an original show, but we talk about it, and it's more of a, we talk about other shows, and a lot of people do that, I guess, and a lot of the shows don't like us doing that. I don't know. So that's why I put this one on Daily Motions. And you can find me on dailymotions.com. I do believe it's under Timberwolf or Lucky Pup Wolfpack Productions. And speaking of which, TWOLF and The Wolf's Den is a Lucky Pup Wolfpack Productions. I am the producer and director, and I am also host. And so anyway, considering this is the end of the show, and the music tells me that it is the end of the show, and it's time for me to fly. So I hope everybody out there has enjoyed the show and continues to enjoy what I do here. Please do let me know in the comments section, or if you know me on Google Plus, please give me a comment and let me know how I'm doing the shows. But until then, I gotta go, gotta fly. Until next time. Goodbye. I'll see you all next time. Have a nice day.